Good afternoon, guys. Let's start with, first of all, for those of you who want to boost your immune system, go to Alaska Chaga Tea. And remember, you get 10% off and free freight for being from the channel. And then for those of you who want to give a review of a hospital, restaurant, you got a story to tell about election fraud or sexual harassment, grooming, pedophiles, go to communityreviews.org, type in your information, let the world know what you have to say. And then for those of you who want to learn more about USANA vitamins, go into either the description box or the comment section. Robert's got all the information there. Just click on the links, and he's also got his phone number there, and he's easy to call, easy to get a hold of. Brendan and I, we take the Cell Essentials along with MagnaCal D, the fish oil, as well as the Precosa, which is a natural pain reliever, which this time of year helps a lot, to say the least. And then for those of you who want to, you enjoy using CBD products, go to martinbrodellcbd.com. And all kinds of great products there. And then for those of you who live up in the Worcester, Massachusetts area, you need your car, truck, or Mini Cooper worked on, head to Gracie's Garage, ask for Pete, Sean, or Ethan. They can all help you, and they always carry Bears products. And for those of you who want to learn more about Bears products, call David at 615-854-3057. Let's go ahead and start with some of the stuff here. Let's start this from Brenda here. Four teens charged with murder in slaying a Chicago police officer who was returning home from work. And this is, authorities say four teenagers have been charged in the fatal shooting of a Chicago police officer who was murdered last weekend as she headed home from work. And so this is going to be some of the stuff. These will be some of the people that are going to get rounded up when the military steps out into the open, and they will clean up. When Trump said that they were going to clean up crime in these major cities, 80 to 85%, this is what they're talking about. Kids like this here. And they will be dealt with, you bet. And then message from Kid Rock. So Obama imports 70,000 Somali immigrants and parks them in Minnesota, where almost all cluster in a single area, specifically the 5th Congressional District. That district recently it was identified by the FBI as America's terrorist recruitment capital and is represented by Ilhan Omar, who is calling for the dissolution of America's Homeland Security. Are you connecting the dots yet? Indeed. And then let's go to this here. I'm going to put this video into the comment section. The title of it is, what exactly is in your food, in and on your food? Wow. I mean, it's only 3 minutes long. It's an eye-opener. You look at this and you're like, oh my goodness. And then let's go to Elon Musk says he's found a woman to lead Twitter as new CEO. It says, or X Corporation, as it's now called. Elon Musk says he's found a woman to lead Twitter as new CEO by Barbara Arturi. And it says Elon Musk said Thursday he's found a new CEO for Twitter, or X Corp, as it's now called, and it's a woman. He did not name her, but said she will be starting in about 6 weeks. Musk, who bought Twitter last fall, has been running it since. Has long insisted he is not the company's permanent CEO. The Tesla billionaire said in a tweet Thursday that his role will transition to being Twitter's executive chairman and chief technology officer. For those of you who are new to the channel, just so you know, Elon Musk did not buy Twitter, okay? The alliance is, actually, we own Twitter. And, but it's just, it's just the narrative, okay? They're using in the whole, in fact, Elon, that's not even the real Elon Musk that they're using. They're using his avatar. And so anyway, that's what's going on. Remember, it's a movie, truly. And then this here, Trump's glorious town hall performance might have delivered the final kill shot to CNN. And as one of the viewers said, yes, it was really well scripted. The only thing that probably wasn't well scripted, or wasn't scripted at all, was the audience. That's probably the only thing that wasn't scripted. But anyway, just keep that all in mind. Absolutely. And this is playing out really, really well, to say the least. Just like this here, The Spy Who Lied, Brennan hobbles. I love that word, hobbles. was he really you know something? In a way, he is hobbled. Now, he's dead, okay? He's already been done in, as I understand it. But this is his body double. Anyway, so he hobbles into closed door interview with weaponization committee to testify on Hunter laptop letter. So as it says here, former CIA Director John Brennan on Thursday hobbled into a closed door interview with GOP Committee on Weaponization to testify on the Hunter laptop letter. Former DNI head James Clapper will appear before the Weaponization Committee on May 17th. Interesting. Yeah, it's like they're going to bring all these people back. They keep bringing them back. It's like Hillary, they just keep bringing her back from the dead. You know, they bring these other. Now, these next three stories here are from AOL. The reason I bring them up, just read the headlines here. CNN's Trump town hall blasted as absolute disaster. Disaster for who? Yes, for the deep state clowns that are left. And then Supreme Court rejects challenge to California pork law mandating more space for pigs. It says here the Supreme Court on Thursday rejected a challenge to a California animal cruelty law that affects the pork industry, ruling that the case was properly dismissed by lower courts. Pork producers had said that the law could force industry-wide changes and raise the cost of bacon and other pork products nationwide. Now, this is going to be one of the things that's going to really change when we get on the other side of all this craziness. Like with the replicator machines, someone said, well, you know, how do those things work? Do they just pull it out of thin air? Well, molecularly speaking, yes, they do, apparently. I don't know exactly how the replicator machines work, but it's kind of like Tesla energy, free energy. They literally pull it out of thin air, the energy. So I imagine the replicator machines will work to some degree exactly like that. So what I'm saying to you is this. The day is coming, I think, within the next few years, if not sooner, that there will be no more animals killed for food, and which suits me just fine. And then why, although these cows out here are pissing me off, messing with the pump. As I told Brenda, I said, we can eat hamburger all day, all night. Anyway, but it'll get done. And then why Biden is wary of using the 14th Amendment to address the debt limit crisis. And so anyway, just all part of the movie here. Just remember that. So that's what they're talking about there. And let's go to the People's Voice. Let's see what they got there. And let's see here. Scientists reveal deadly WEF, that's World Economic Forum diet, will drive human race to extinction. And it says here, humans are set to become walking parasites if the global elite get their way and everybody gives up meat and starts eating bugs and crickets. So what scientists are now warning that the meat-free WEF diet is going to bring extinction to us. And then Trump vows to end Russia-Ukraine war if elected. And remember, the fake war coming up. And then French President Macron, who's already been replaced, slams vandalism of art piece depicting pedophilia. And Biden gets lost on stage, actor Biden, and WHO, who really doesn't exist anymore, still planning to launch Global Digital Health Certificate. And then ex-Pfizer VP, COVID jabs are deep state bioweapons intended to kill billions of humans. His name, former Pfizer VP, Dr. Michael Yaden, really a good guy. I mean, he came out early on with the truth about all that stuff. And then bombshell UN report reveals climate change does not exist. Temperature has been the same for years. So you see a lot of really good stuff here coming out. Yeah. And then Bud Light caught colluding with WEF to promote depopulation agenda. They're going after Anheuser-Busch really hard. They're going to take them down hard. And Macron vows to arrest people who vandalize art promoting pedophilia. It's E&D. It tells you what he's like. And then NBC host melts down over news. Tucker Carlson won't be policed for speech on Twitter anymore. He says if he's not policed for speech anymore, I'm going to tear my own head off. Okay, I made that up. But he might. Never know. Anyway, let's go to the Gateway Pundit. Let's check out some of the stuff there. Let's start with this here. Concerned father who gave heartfelt speech at school board meeting lost job after radical progressive activists began attacking and harassing him. And then Bud Light sales still plunging across the entire U.S., down 29% in Rocky Mountain State. HSBC downgrades Anheuser-Busch stock. Now keep in mind that what we've had going on around the world is if you dare to speak out against the far left, you did lose your job. And then Mercy Rule, CNN abruptly cut Trump town hall short by 20 minutes. Developing, New York district attorney expected to file charges against former Marine in death of serial criminal Jordan Neely. Remember, if some of this stuff triggers you, take a big step back. And then Trump files notice to appeal E. Jean Carroll verdict. Biden creeps on children in the Rose Garden. All the kids under the age of 15, come on up here. And then E. Jean Carroll may sue Trump again after vile comments during CNN town hall. And then here we go. I'm sure she's playing a role out. And then here we go. Biden regime green lights release of illegal aliens into the United States with legally questionable memo. Thousands more arrived to storm the border. Remember what's going on down there. And from what our source had to say, and other people have had to say as well, yes, it's all being run. Okay, they're putting them through the certain choke points, and they're funneling them. Okay, it's not what people think. And then Dr. Peter McCullough, three painful facts about spike protein that the media ignores. And Elon Musk announces new CEO of Twitter. Shocker, Secretary Mayorkas corrects hack reporter April Ryan over false claim Border Patrol agents whipped Haitian migrants. Texas sends another busload. And she's still got her mask on. And then Texas sends another busload of illegals to Kamala Harris's residence as Title 42 expires. And let's see what else here. Feinstein shows up 90 minutes late to Judiciary Committee hearing. Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans are creating a fictional argument around what's happening at the border. And yes, they brought Feinstein apparently over from from Gitmo to make her appearance. And let's see here. That looks to be all of the new news for now. I want to thank all of you for your support, whether it's by way of PayPal, checks or cash, email. Thank you. And thank you for supporting the sponsors of this channel. Alaska Chagatee, Hero Soap Company, CommunityReviews.org, as well as USANA Vitamins, MartinBurdellCBD.com, as well as Bears Products, and Greasy's Garage up in Worcester, Massachusetts. God bless y'all. Have a great day, a great night, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, guys.